The annual NRA convention is happening here towards the end of April. This year it's in Indianapolis, Indiana. President Trump, I think this will actually be his fifth year. I'm not so sure if it's consecutive or not, but he does come and he speaks. He's only been president for two of those years, I think, two or three. You figure it out. But in any event, he's president now, and he is the most gun-friendly president that the United States has ever had, certainly in our lifetime and probably forever and ever. And he will address all the members and give a chat, and it's kind of cool. He's a keynote speaker. Now, I have free ticket for you. If you want it, send us an email, admin@writeedition.com, and the 21st, 21 blackjack, the 21st email that we get, I'll send you all a free ticket and hope to see you there. That'll be kind of fun. Pyramid Air, they're a neat little company. They probably will have a booth at the NRA show. I think they're at the SHOT Show. I shouldn't be thinking in kind of, sort of, maybe in so much, because I've been around so much, I should have seen them there, but I'm not positive. Lots of preamble. Anyway, they sent me this. Here's a picture of some of their guns, and they said, "We are under attack. We spend $20 billion a year in rodent damage, or lose that much in rodent damage, and so it's time to do your part. Get out into your backyard and clean it up." And boomity boomity boom boom boom. Kind of a neat idea, and all you Canadians listen up as well. These are pellet guns, $20 billion. So in Canada, you'd be at least $2 billion, and you get that pistol out there and the long gun. They shoot pellets. I mean, people used to do it all the time, and now the Liberals, particularly in Canada, I mean, they'll have a stroke. That would be good. We can kind of knock a few off and get rid of some of those little varmint people. People, varmints, hey, how you doing? You keeping up? Anyway, $20 billion, that's a huge number. In Kentucky, recently the governor there signed a law to say that you can now have concealed firearms without a permit. It's called constitutional carry. I think that takes it to about 17 or maybe 18 states that say, why do we have to get a permit? We already have one. That's called the Constitution. We're allowed to carry a gun. Bad guys carry a gun hidden. Why can't good guys? I have a concealed carry permit that has reciprocatory stuff in all the states. So, I mean, I get all the states that have it, and I get the ones that don't have it, but it certainly is kind of nice to not need one. As long as you pass the background checks and everything else and you're still a legal guy, why can't you? It recognizes the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America. The governor goes on to say this: this is America. Not everyone agrees on everything. A lot of people don't agree with this. For those people who are offended at this very idea and don't like it, there are other places in America where they can go live. Kind of cute. In Illinois, there's a Democrat there that's pushing to ban the Second Amendment sanctuary cities. Really. It's all right to have sanctuary cities and even states for immigrants, but you can't have it for guns. And you know what? It's all puff and fluff anyway. I mean, it's a statement. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with the law as we know it. In the U.S., state counties, just in Illinois, there's 26 counties that have said, you know, that were sanctuary. And they go over to Washington State, there's 10, and New Mexico, there's 25, Oregon, there's 8, and there's another, you know, bunch of them in other states. So everyone's trying to make a statement. It's symbolic, it's kind of fun, kind of cool, kind of needed too, but because you need people to get it. They'll never get it. Some of these Democrats are as dumb as ducks. I mean, so they'll never get it, but you might as well keep on saying it. You might have a breakthrough with the odd one at least. In the American Civil War, this is kind of interesting. Wars. Well, first, let me kind of fast forward to the war in Vietnam. The first Trudeau, that was Pierre Elliott Trudeau was his name. He was prime minister at the time. And he took offense to the way, he took offense to everything that America did. And he said, "You draft dodgers, you can come here. Well, we'll let you." And there's still lots of them up in the mountains somewhere. They're now 7 years old and still smoking pot. But they came to Canada. They were kind of invited. Let me tell you about what happened in the Civil War. Soldiers were required to have four front teeth, okay? So they could open a gunpowder pouch. You had to use your in order to. So a lot of these draft dodgers, I guess, from way back then, they went to a dentist, Doc Holliday maybe, and had their front teeth removed to avoid service to be drafted. I think I'd rather fight the war. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We'll have more stuff for you from the right. See ya.